let's get a preview now of what might unfold on Saturday night at Marvel Stadium. Melbourne Victory and Melbourne City head-to-head in another derby in the A-League. A lot to look forward to in round 20. And the coach of the Victory, Kevin Muscat, joins us on the program. Morning, Musky.
Morning, Half. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you, sir. You sound up and about. You're sitting second on the table. You're happy with where you're placed with your team as you build up to Saturday night?
Yes. Performance last week against Wellington in Auckland was very good. There was a lot of aspects to the performance that we liked. I've had a decent start to the week so far. A lot of bodies training for the first time in quite a while. Yesterday was a bit of a, seeing so many bodies on the track, we almost, as coaching staff, didn't know what to do with ourselves.
Kev, that's what I wanted to ask you about that, Kev. In terms of the continuity with the squad particularly, you've had a number of injuries, guys coming in and out of the team. Just how important is that for the makeup of the team moving forward? You're obviously now into the Asian Champions League now, so how important now is to have those bodies available, particularly for this time of the year?
Nah, huge, and for two reasons, and contrasting reasons, because it's great to have everybody, near enough everybody back in training. It increases the standards and levels, quality of training, if you like. You've got selection decisions to make and all the normal things that we attribute to that. But I think the blessing for us in all this is that everybody in the squad now is contributed. Everybody in the squad has played games and at a certain level of game fitness, if you like. And, we're going to come into another period where, we're looking forward to the opportunity of many games with the Champions League and the leading to the finals and then finals. So the fact that, if we need to call upon anybody or whoever is selected has had game time and throughout the season, I think is a huge positive for us.
So then furthermore to that, because you've had so many guys in and out of the team over a period of time now, do you actually know what your best team is that you want to put out on the park week in, week out?
I think, and that's the beauty of it now, because I don't think we can, hand on heart say that's the best 11 at the moment, because it comes down to performance, and everybody's had that opportunity to go out and perform and execute, if you like. And from week to week, training, the performance of the week, and then training will determine, what the best, what we think is best team to win a game of football.
We all get excited about a Melbourne derby. We often talk to you before a Melbourne derby, and there's always varied sort of storylines leading in. This week, there has been a lot of talk about your opposition coach. Do you take much notice of the pressure that he's under just in the way that you plan and the way that the build-up of this game is?
No, it doesn't come into consideration whatsoever. All it does is remind you of the realities of being a career coach, because it was only a few months ago where he was the most successful coach in Melbourne City's history. Where he finished the amount of points he got last season. So if anything, it was just the stark reality of the truth in being a career coach.
So in AFL, when coaches get under pressure, we often hear of stories of coaches supporting each other, making a phone call, sending a text message to make sure they're okay. What's it like in the A-League? Do you guys have a close relationship off the pitch?
I suppose it's just like, how do you explain it? It's just like, normal life. You've got better relationships with different people. There's a few coaches in the competition that, I grew up in terms of my career with. So naturally, I've got a closer relationship with them. But it's just like normal life. You're closer to some and you'll speak to some and not really speak to others. It doesn't mean there's, different respect, but I suppose it's just the relationships.
Now, Kev, I want to know what you're doing at halftime. 25 second-half goals in the A-League this year. You must be inspiring the boys at halftime.
We've focused on that, but I dare say we've also focused just as hard on starting well, and in recent weeks we've conceded first, in quite a few games. So it's something that, we're aware of. And the character, I suppose, and we refer to character to come back when you're, I suppose, at a you're losing or you're chasing the game. We're trying to instill a belief and into everybody that they're true characters, grabbing the game by the scruff of the neck, when there's something on the line, when it's nil-nil and at those stages when you're trying to take the lead. And, there's been many games where, we feel we've conceded against the run of play, but the reality is that's obviously what we deserve because we actually conceded. So it's something we're working on. And as I said, and one of the byproducts of, the unbelievable effort that the squad, the total squad, over this busy period, the result, the performances that we've put together to earn results, has been the fact that, we're also a very fit team. We believe in our fitness, as I said earlier, we believe in our fitness and our strength to run games out and score goals late.
One of your stars for the year has been one of your recruits, Ola Toivonen, who missed last week with a bit of a corky, my understanding was. Will he be in the Cotton Wool Club again this week against City, or will you bring him out?
Look, at this stage, you know what it's like. I mean, originally it was 3 weeks ago, and he was actually in training, and it was just an innocuous knock, and he finished training as you cop a cork and you just carry on normally. And,
yep.
2 days later, he's saying, no, I'm fine to play, and then in the morning of the game, it's just, he lost all his range because the blood started to calcify in his quad. So from there, there's actually not too much you can really do about it apart from wait. One of those strange ones, you've got to wait. And the last couple of days, he's presented really well. He's got all his range back, so he can run freely. He's trained really well over the last couple of days. He'll join the squad today and get through that, and he'll be available without doubt.
Well, that's good news for Victory fans for a big game on Friday and Saturday night, at Marvel Stadium. Just a broader question on the A-League as a whole, Muskie. The quality of the players, we seem to be getting better international players coming in and seem to be having an impact. Is the standard rising from what you've seen in the last couple of seasons as coach?
Look, in some games, I definitely see and agree with what you're saying. There's been some really good games of football with good individuals. I think as a whole, structurally and tactically, that's where there's been a huge improvement from the way games have been played. There's a little bit of a divide that's happened this season. So can we honestly say that's the case right across the board? But I'd agree with you. There's been some really good introductions to the competition individually, which helps obviously the collective.
Well, it's a big collective performance required on Saturday night for the Victory to get the 3 points against Melbourne City. It's going to be a great crowd there at Marvel Stadium. We wish you all the best, Muskie. Always nice to chat, mate. Go well Saturday night.
Good on you, boys. Have a nice day.
We will do. Kevin Muskett.